Over the weekend, I went to see the movie Noah. Now, I said last Friday that I would do that when I made some pre-release comments about the movie. A lot of people emailed me and cautioned me about seeing it, thinking perhaps I'd be wasting my money. Fortunately, I didn't spend a whole lot of money because I went to one of the early features on Sunday morning to see it. So I didn't spend a whole lot of money, but I had to if I was going to have any standing in reviewing it here on Beyond Today on BT Daily. What did I think? What about the movie? Well, it had the title Noah, and there was a big ark in it, and those two things were biblically accurate. Beyond that, there was a lot of biblical inaccuracy. And I felt that a great opportunity was missed in this movie to really use technology, the filming, to tell the truthful story of Noah from the Bible in such a way that would capture the imagination of a modern audience with all the technology that is available to depict a lot of that. And a great opportunity of imagination was missed in this movie, unfortunately, as they basically just skewed the entire story of Noah as we know it from the Bible with the interpretation they put onto it. Don't go see Noah to learn what the Bible says about this story of the flood, about the man who found grace in God's eye at a time when the earth was corrupt and God intended to do what he did as a judgment against human sin. Instead, read the book. Read what the Bible says about the story. Get a good commentary that can fill in some of the details. And don't look to this movie, unfortunately, to give you any truth. And that's probably one of the bigger, big facts about what does come out of Hollywood in some of the biblical epics that we have as they're being retold right now. Too much license is taken and reinterpretation. And when they talk about God, when they talk about the Bible, when they do a movie in some cases about Christ and the story of Christ, it gets overlaid with so much of the modern interpretations, and a backward look is taken, and all this is overlaid with modern ideas, politics, and otherwise. Quite frankly, in the story of Noah here, it becomes an environmental story. The setup is a post-apocalyptic world in which Noah lives. Man has destroyed the world, and God is going to destroy all of human life. In fact, that's how the storyline develops. Noah is going to be the last of humanity, he and his family, as it is put forth in this screenplay, and all human life will cease to exist, ultimately even beyond the flood. Only thing left will be the animal life and the plant life. That's not biblical. That's not what God tells in the story. That is a gross inaccuracy of God's purpose and plan for man. Because what happened with the story of Noah was mankind was preserved through that time, and it was also time of judgment because of sin. Those things are not always told accurately today. They're not even thought about. They're not properly understood from a biblical perspective. So I would not recommend the movie. There were, however, a few high points or good points that I would at least mention in terms of some of the depictions of the animals coming onto the ark. That was an imaginative piece that was somewhat plausible. The actual ark itself was interesting as they showed what was built, not how it was built. These rock-like creatures that they had building the ark really didn't happen that way, folks, so don't let that be what forms your idea of how it was built. There was a scene that depicted the creation of the universe and of the earth that was interesting and well done. But that having been said, it's not worth the price of admission. So, what do I say about the movie Noah? Well, I think I have to give it two thumbs down in terms of its accuracy and its biblical meaning, and really, it just didn't do a whole lot to leave one with a message of hope from a proper biblical perspective. An unfortunate movie, an opportunity missed. That's our BT movie review. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.